Now, since I had a visitation from the Lord at 4:30 this morning, and I had to stay up, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, he just kept talking to me. Wealth is no good without help. So I have to share something with you all. I've been a hypocrite in the aspect of the Lord showing me some things for the body of Christ, and I keep going in and out. He gave me the solution for it this morning. I'm going to share it with you before I start ministering. Sit down. In Matthew chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11, it begins with the Holy Spirit and it ends with angels. And we're going to have to, you can be holy and healthy or you can be a hypocrite.
Amen.
We've been praying about this too long, and the Lord is dealing with me. You know, that's the temptation in that full chapter of Matthew, verse 1 through 11. The first thing he hit Jesus with was food. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." I feel a compulsion of the Holy Ghost to talk to you a few minutes about that. And then I'll share with you. I may lay a hand on you.
Yes, sir.
I may lay a hand on you. I'm not selling books, but I have some books. If you maybe I may get a chance to lay a hand on you. You promise to buy the book and read the book. I'm not laying no hand on you just to say hallelujah. Throwing your hand there. Because there's some changes got to be made. And I'm way out here. You know, it's a prosperity revival, but there's no such thing as prosperity with sickness.
Yes, sir.
And disease.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you about my visitation. I want you to have that scripture. Let me give you about six more scriptures that he gave me. Joshua 24:15, Deuteronomy 30:19, Proverbs 18:21, Luke 4:13, 1 Corinthians 10:13. John 8:32 and 36. I'll do it, Lord. All right. I'll do it. You read Matthew 4?
Yes, sir.
Huh? All right. Then it was Jesus led up in the spirit, first one, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter, underline that turkey there, and when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." How many of y'all want to live a healthy life, long life? How many of y'all want to live your life out?
Yes.
Complete. All right. All right. So I know I'm on the line here. I know when you go to talking about this, you start to get on the line, people jump about money. But the health is important too.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read these scriptures with you because I think it's the mandate of God for me to read these scriptures with you. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it's written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thy hand they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." He tried to use the Bible, he misused it. Jesus said to him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into a seat high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. See, now he's trying to show him, and he said unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only should I serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and look what happened.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So you had the Holy Ghost on one side and the angels, Holy Ghost at the beginning and the angel at the end. That's the only way you're going to be able to receive what I'm going to say this morning. That's the only way you're going to be able to take it properly and keep it. Because that temptation to make yourself sick come from you. It ain't a devil, it's you. All right, now, look at another scripture. Look at Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve.
Yeah.
Whether the God which your father served that was on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorite in whom land you dwell. Now this is the last statement. Mm-hmm. And this is where you're going to have to be for this.
Yeah.
But as me, for me and my house,
yeah,
we're going to serve the Lord. See, that's what you have to be. If you're going to, if God reveals something to you, if you're going to receive that revelation, you're going to have to come to the point that if nobody else go with you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get it up. Deuteronomy 30:19. Before I tell you what happened to me this morning. Then I'll go on and minister to somebody about the world. If the Lord led me.
Amen.
I didn't get you from disobeying God. And I didn't get you for pleasing people. And I'm going to please God. I don't care what you don't like. Just don't come back no more. Forget it. The Lord is good. And most of you all on medicine. Got quiet, didn't it?
Come on.
Lord, I can't get a shout this morning, man. Just give me a minute here. I'll just try to follow instruction. The Lord good, isn't it? 30 and 19. Deuteronomy 30 and 19. Look what it says. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Is that clear?
Yes.
Proverb 18, turn there with me. Proverb 18. I want you to have these scriptures, and I want you to meditate these scriptures, and I want you to know when the temptation comes, you got the Holy Spirit and the angel for you to help you to make the right decision. You got to make the right decision. What I say? How many want to go the long haul without hospic? Hospic is a death sentence. When they send you to hospic, that means that they're not going to give you no more medicine. That means you're dead. Nobody will go to no hospice.
Amen.
I'll go to my house.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Just a minute now. Just bear with me a minute. Proverb 18. This is what he gave me this morning. 18. The Lord tested me this morning. I know what he's doing. 18:21.
Uh-huh.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. All right. Luke 4:13. Somebody's life may be being saved this morning. See, I don't know. I just got to follow God. You see, I got to follow God because somebody's life might be being saved this morning.
Yes, sir.
Amen, man. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm told in my studies that even if a doctor run a test on you, he can't really tell if you if it's not shown on the meter, you still can be sick. And everybody who's not eating right is sick.
Yes, sir. That's
right. I'll tell you right now, you're sick somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So don't be talking about my faith. I'm healed in Jesus' name. No, you sick somewhere. You're eating wrong, you're sick somewhere.
Right.
You got a disease working under the cover.
Right, yeah. Right.
I don't know how many people live we're saving this morning.
Yes, sir.
How many online?
Come on.
How many online? I mean, no, I'm talking about online. Show me how many online. I don't know how many people saved this morning. I don't know who, 462. I don't know who the Lord talking to.
Yes,
I he talking to all of us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God.
How many of y'all ever had a hand laid on you? How long did it last? Or did it ever come through?
Come on, Pastor.
Huh?
On.
Luke 4, I said, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Man, the Lord got me in this. I got to, he told me this morning, you either holy, healthy, or you're a hypocrite. You know, I choose to be the other ones. I went in and went out on this thing too many times. But I'm there now, because I know what to do. 4:13. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. What that mean? I'll be back. Now notice this is a real strong one here in 1 Corinthians about your health. 10:13, 1 Corinthians 10:13. These are the scriptures you gave me this morning. See, I see y'all get a little uneasy, but that's all right. That's all right. I know you're a little uneasy right now, but that's all right. I don't care about your uneasiness. I love you too much not to say what the Lord told me.
Come on with it, Dad.
First Corinthians. And then I'll tell you what he told me this morning. I'll tell you, I'll read it just like he gave it to me. It may have an effect on your life, because if you can live healthy, you need to live healthy. You know, I'm 73. Numerically.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
10:13, 1 Corinthians 10:13. There has no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who would not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. And you know, John 8:32, you know the truth breaks you free, and then Jesus said, you're free indeed. All right. Today, the 11th month, the 8th day, the 19th year, at about 4:30 in the morning, today I entered into a health fast. I never heard that term before. A health fast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then the Spirit revealed to me living a health fasted life. I never heard that term. You ever heard that before?
Yes,
living a health, write that down, a health fasted life. Mm-hmm. In reading Matthew 4:1-11, I found out that Jesus was in a fasting position, and that the Holy Spirit was on the front end, and that the ministering spirit was on the back end of his temptation that came to him. So I wrote Matthew 4:4, and then Joshua 24:15. Then Deuteronomy 30:19, then Proverbs 18:21, then Luke 4:13, then 1 Corinthians 10:13, then John 8:32-36. How to live a health fasted life with the help of the Holy Spirit, and the ministry of angels. You're not going to change if you don't have those two.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit and the ministering spirit to help you make the right decision at the table.
Yes, sir.
You can't do, it's a temptation all the time. It's a temptation to go off. That stuff tastes so good. It's a temptation to go off.
Yes, sir.
But what are you doing? Who would do this but an apostle?
Yes, sir.
Man, this normal won't do this.
Right.
A pastor won't do this.
Yes, sir.
Slipping and sliding, creeping and hiding. Stop letting the tempter run your appetite and health. That's what he told me. Slipping and sliding, creeping and hiding. Stop letting the tempter run your appetite and health. Now listen very carefully.
Yes, sir.
But now with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of the angels, with the help of my faith, I understand how I have to learn how to live a health-fasted life. I'm so thankful in Jesus' name. Now, that was another part. Wealth without health is a failure. Live a health-fasted life or your health will fail you in due season. Let me give that again. Wealth without health is a failure. Live a health-fasted life or your health will fail you in due season. Now watch this. He told me this. Watch what he told me now. Food is a live seed, a dead seed.
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
Yes,
watch what he says now. Watch what he says. I want you to hear this. Food is a live seed, a dead seed. These things come to me this morning. I'm prompted by the Holy Ghost to live a health-fast life. I've been dealing with this for quite some time. I have scripture basis now. I have the Holy Spirit on the front end and the angels on the back end. Temptation comes through food, people, and various ways. People look at you like you're crazy when you try to eat right. So let me ask you something now. This is a revelation to us, talking about how to live a health-fasted life. Now, when it said live, food is live, it's a live seed or a dead seed, and there's always a harvest.
Yes, sir, always.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So basically, any sign of disease we bear in our body is a harvest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I'm trying to find out what the Lord wants me to do. You see, there's a, I think, she told me, bring them books. You know I'm not selling books. Selling books is not enough money for me, so I ain't worried about no books. But these two books, Why Christian Gets Sick, I think she got a 100-something copy, and Why God Way is the Ultimate Help. Who don't have these books? All right, now, guess what I'm going to do? How many of y'all want your help?
Yes, sir.
I mean, and you wouldn't do something for it. Because I got a strategy here, I believe the Holy Spirit gave me this morning. And I don't want to wake myself for nothing.
Right.
Now, if you want your help, and God has revealed to me that your health based on what you're putting in your body. Because you're praying already. And you love God. You're reading the scriptures. But you're still fighting the same old thing sometimes.
Yes,
all right, this is what I'm going to do this morning. I don't know, I think the channel say got 100 each of one of those books. You're going to have to get one of those books. I'm going to lay a hand on you. But you got to get one of the books. You got to read it. I ain't laying a hand on you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not only laying hand on you for sickness, but I believe there's a miracle anointing that is on this service.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good. Good.
How many want your hand, you wouldn't get the book and you want hand laid on you for your help? Well, stand up. How many ready to receive? All right. No matter how long, and no matter what it is, look at me. No matter what it is, who had it in your family, how long it been, how many medicine you on, it don't make no difference.
Yes, sir.
I think we've been just laying hand on people. And they're going back and live the same way they live.
Right.
And so it could not be effective. I think if you're listening this morning, I stop wasting my anointing.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Dad.
See.
Yes, sir.
But I believe, start lining, what else is there? Start lining the people up. Oh, start lining them, ushers. Y'all come out. I'm impressed by the Holy Ghost. Dan, David, you'll come help me. Junior, you. Now, both of these boys got my anointing on them. I'm going to get them to help me this morning. Now, who don't have the book? Y'all gonna get it, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Or get out the line. Just get out the line. If you ain't gonna get the book, you gonna read it?
Yes, sir.
All right. So if you're not gonna get the book, you're not gonna read it, get out of the line. Because you're just gonna be wasting our anointing. The whole body of Christ is in a mess. Because they always have a line, people laying hand on them, the anointing do work. But they go back and eat sweet rolls and fat meat and hog hocks and all that foolishness. Yeah, some of that stuff come through back there in the prophet chamber, in my chamber, grease flying everywhere. Clog your arteries up. The body of Christ got to come to some spiritual sense. You understand me? We can't just say, hallelujah, yeah, and then go eat pig feed and all that stuff. You see what I'm saying? And people they go to shrinking, especially these young people, they be looking at you, and say, it's up to the elders to handle this thing and train these children right. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you're going to get your miracle today.
Yes.
All right. Now, what are you going to put in your body after we finish laying hand on you? And then don't be talking about my anointing didn't work. It's your fault didn't work. And I gave you the scriptures because these scriptures, I needed help with it. I know you need help with it. But these scriptures now, you got the Holy Ghost on the front end and you got the angel at the back end to help us. We got ministering spirit of healing going to help you too. And you got the Holy Ghost going to help you too. And the temptation going to come. Now don't be condemned if you fall off the truck. Just don't let the truck get too far. Run and jump back on it. See, I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to love you.
Yes, sir.
Let's pray in the spirit of God. Stir up the atmosphere for help and healing. Receive your healing and your help. Say, I will receive my healing and my help in Jesus' name. This is my moment. It may be what the Lord sent you here for.
Thank you,
God. See, I'm aiming to follow the Holy Ghost. He said, look, I want my people healthy and wealthy.
Yes.
And they need to know they can have it. You can have it, baby. We ain't talking about no age.
Yes, Lord.
There's no sick age.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what else to say. Jesus Christ. Just a moment in the body of Christ. You got these people online just take in when I start laying hands on people. Just stand up and fall out yourself. Just, you know, as if we're putting a hand on you. All right, boys, y'all put your hand in my hand. I know y'all anointed you, but put your hand in my hand. Come on, Junior. Shut out about shakata talalama shata. Thank you, Lord. Shata ka shata. All right, boys, y'all start on the other end. Go on the other end. I'm gonna start here somewhere. I ain't got to lay hands on everybody. Them boys got my anointing. Sister, when I lay my hand on you, you're going to receive your healing. And I want you to take care of yourself and read and find out what you need to do to keep it. In Jesus' name. You understand?
Yes.
I want you to look at me. I want you to take care of yourself.
Yes, sir.
You know, the Holy Spirit is going to help you and Jesus is going to help you. When you read that book, it's going to give you some guidelines. Try to follow it as close as you can.
Yes, sir.
You'll be healthy the rest of your life.
Yes, sir.
You understand, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You understand what we're talking about? All right. Receive your healing. You understand what we're talking about? Receive your healing. You understand what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
All right. Receive your healing. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got something to do with your healing and health. It's not just the anointing. You got something to do with it. What you put in here, I can touch you, my mama. I can touch you here in Jesus' name. You got something to do with it, young man. All right. You understand, darling? You got something to do with it. You can do this, all right?
Yes.
All right, receive then. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. You understand? Look at me. You got something to do with this, all right? We laying hand on you, but you're going to have to read that book and take care of your stomach. All right? Did you make a mistake? Repent and go back again, all right? All right. You understand, darling?
Yes.
You understand what the apostle's telling you?
Yes.
All right. I want you to live a long time. Be with me, all right? You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, receive.
Thank you.
You understand what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
You going to do it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Don't be condemned. You got the Holy Spirit and the angels to help you.
Thank you.
I don't care what's ran in your family. It's nothing to do with no genetic.
You
got to take care of yourself. You understand?
Yes,
all right, in Jesus' name. There it is right there. You understand what we're talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
You got to do it now.
Yes, sir.
And you got the Holy Spirit to help you.
Amen.
And you got the angel to help you. That's why I give you Matthew 4, 1 through 11, because that's when Jesus was tempted. And we are tempted to follow the world pattern in our eating, our friends. You know, you take care of yourself, God, in Jesus' name. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. You're going to have to read the book now. You understand yourself?
Yes, sir.
You understand me, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You understand me?
Yes,
ma'am. So is this husband and wife?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so at home, y'all got to get together. My wife and I are getting together on it, you know. I fell off the truck. I fell off one time, fell off the truck again, fell off again. And then the Lord said, look, I taught you this for a reason, not just for yourself, but for the body of Christ.
Yes,
and no sickness can stay in your body.
Yes, sir.
Your body built. You got cells in your body built to renew themselves. You get the right food, you put the right stuff in there, they're gonna come back, they're gonna fight off sickness and disease.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
All right, put your hand. You gonna read that book?
I got the book.
You got the book. And you're gonna pay attention to me. If I'm laying hand on you, I don't wanna waste this anointing.
Yes, sir.
All right? I drive all sickness and disease out of your body. I drive all sickness and disease out of your body. I drive all sickness and disease out of your body. In Jesus' name, all sickness and disease, leave your body. Leave now in Jesus' name. Let her go. Feel cut sandala. Receive in Jesus' name. Feel that anointing. Feel that anointing. Feel that anointing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Talk to them about reading that book, boys. Y'all ain't talk to them about reading that book. Look some of them in the eye and talk with them, because this is no game. This is a new dimension in the body of Christ. This is a new dimension. You hear me saying? This is a new dimension in the body of Christ. We're not just laying hands. We're giving you instruction. We know what the enemy is using. He's using what you're eating. I feel the presence of God. I feel the presence of God. Yeah, I feel the presence of God. I obeyed him. He loves you when you obey him, you know. I obeyed him. I cross the field to obey him this morning. But I'm thankful that, young lady, you're going to receive your healing now. But you're going to have to keep it, you understand? The Lord's going to help you. The Holy Spirit and the ministering spirit are with you always. When the temptation comes, they're going to come. I'm telling you, they're coming. But you ask for help in your daily prayer. Ask the Lord to help you, all right? And he will. Whew. God receive, man. You got it?
Yes.
All right. Read the book and do what it tells you to do. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Read the book in Jesus' name. You got it?
I have the book. Pull a muscle in the back.
All right. Now you got to follow the book. All right? I can tell you follow the book, you start losing weight. In Jesus' name, receive your healing. Back be whole. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shadabaya. Get Ron down, y'all. We'll deal with them eyes. Ron, he getting it. We need this miracle, man. In an atmosphere like this, obeying God, I expect the best. I trust the Holy Ghost. True shots. You got to read the book. You got to pay attention. You got to do what it said do. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You got to make this personal. Always, in 46 years, I always wonder why the body of Christ sick. And people really love God. Sweet people love God. But yet they like they can't keep their health. But after the Lord began to teach me and train me, I saw and I see what it was. The enemy was using food to destroy us. And man, when I first started talking about this, boy, it was a coldness. You know, I feel love here a little bit this morning. Thank God I feel some love up here this morning. But there's a coldness about this thing, and I kept being a hypocrite. In and out. My house, I got a gentleman eating in my house today. They're gonna eat right today.
Yes, sir.
And I want to compliment Ron's wife and his daughter for the tremendous job they've done with their bodies. Tremendous job, man. And you know, and I'm her dad. I don't want to be sitting at the table putting something in that body she done straightened out. Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying? She straightened her body out.
Yes,
and Ron straightened his body out. And I don't want him, he's going to try to flow with me, but I'm dad.
Yes, sir.
Mom. So we got to make sure we do things right to lead these children.
Yes,
they're our sons and daughters, you understand? My sons, they got to tighten up. Montreal, this boy here, they got to tighten up, man. Lift your hand. Receive your healing and keep it. Kose dolobasata bistaka. Pranesho kotale shungi de lemon de Roma monze. Shetela bo sa ta ta ta. There are miracles, angel. We need you to restore, replace whatever it takes. We know there's no limit. This man eat right, he follow right, he pray right, he love you. Yes. And so we're not talking about no genetic stuff here now. We're talking about you, Father, who made us.
Yes.
And we will testify, we'll take this miracle all over the world.
Yes.
We just thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
That today, when I lay hand on Ron, it began to manifest in his eyes whatever need to be there.
Yes.
To bring his sight full blast.
Yes.
I thank you. I'm not afraid, Lord. I trust the name of Jesus. I trust the blood. I trust the cross. I trust the calling you got on my life. I trust this assignment you're giving us this morning. When I lay hand on him, I'm asking for a miracle.
Yes.
I'm not asking for no healing. I'm asking for a miracle.
Yes.
I'm asking for sight to come in his eye.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Whatever it takes. Shotorabanje getokotada. Atakota. Rosaya ya ya ya. See. See now. Receive now. Take your hand off of these eyes now. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's give God praise for it. Thank God. Thank God that miracle's in the working. Come on. Thank God that miracle's in the working. Don't believe it. Believe it is in the working. Thank God that miracle's in the working right now. Thank God. Yes.
I will not.
We can handle that. Now I want you, but that eating, the book,
it.
You change it? Well, you got it then, in Jesus' name. Come out! Got it in Jesus' name. Yes.
They had told me I had high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I did everything you told me. I read the book. I lost 25 pounds, but I went to the doctor on yesterday just for something. That's just a nagging. I'm eating right. I'm following. But I take authority over it. And since you're laying hands.
Your blood pressure's got right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I lost 24 pounds.
You lost 24 pounds?
24 pounds.
Yeah, and you just had a nag and you went to get a check?
Yeah.
It's well.
Yeah.
It's well. Just keep eating right. Keep doing the right thing. I'm going to lay a hand on you to enforce it and come in agreement with you. That's what you
when
want.
I went yesterday, the blood pressure was correct.
Blood pressure is correct.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That's not, it's just a nagging something.
Just
I'm not going to even give it a name.
Yeah.
Because I didn't claim it.
You didn't claim it. I know you didn't claim it, but you just won't.
Hey, shut up, Aquila. Shut up, Aquila. Hey. Thank you.
They say I'm type 2 diabetic.
Uh-huh.
I got 2 pills left. I went from 10 to 2.
You what? You wait.
I'm reading the book.
Uh-huh.
My wife put me, got me on the JJ. I'm doing the detox, been on 10 days.
Day.
10 pills a day.
How many are you taking now?
2.
Taking 2.
I got to get the last 2.
You start eating?
Yes, sir.
Right?
No meat.
You ain't eat no meat?
All vegetable.
How long you did that?
I've been doing it 10 days.
10 days?
10 days.
And you dropped from 10 pills to 2 pills?
2 pills.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want off these last 2 pills.
All right. You can get off them, but don't get off them till you get released, all right? That food going to keep taking it down. That he's gonna go too low, and you're gonna start trembling. You're gonna feel it, and then you'll start getting off it. All right, So just stay with what you stick. Stick with what you're staying with. You're gonna lose a little more weight. You got some weights here. You got to go. So just keep eating like that, that weight is part of the baggage that need to go, all right?
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to lay hand on you again in Jesus' name. It's good testimony. He was on 10 pills. He on 2 now. Yes. 10 days. His wife told him to get on it 10 days. He'd been on it 10 days, and it went down 8 pills.
Wow.
She said her blood pressure was high. She lost, what, 24 pounds, she said?
Yes, sir.
24 pounds. See? We're not talking about a diet, baby. We're not talking about no diet. We're talking about right.
Yes, sir.
Diet, right. Diet, right. We're talking about doing the right thing. Once you learn to do the right thing and do it, God can manifest like he want to manifest.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I mean, that's testimony right there. If I promise you, if you eat right 10 days, you eat right 10 days,
mm-hmm.
and now you got the Holy Spirit to help you, you know it's a temptation.
Right.
You know when you're doing wrong. You know it. It's a temptation. And, you know, apostle been through it. I mean, it's a temptation. I got too much weight on me now. It's too much weight. I pick up 4 or 5 pounds in 2 weeks. That's stupidity. We're dealing with reality here, aren't we?
Yes, sir. Right.
All right. So if you would permit the Holy Spirit, permit the ministering spirit to help you deal with the temptations of the world's offer.
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness, I can't explain how good you're going to feel. You're going to feel lighter, brighter, and tighter. you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. You see, it's not so much trying to take something from you, it's trying to get something to you. All you're dealing with is tastes.
Yes, sir.
Right, yeah. Right.
All of us, we've been eaten by taste. I ain't know what was eating nothing. I just lack it. That's just it. All my life, just eat it. Give me a piece. I don't care what in it, as long as it tastes good. Anybody else here with me? I knew nothing. I don't know nothing about no nutrition or none of that. I just know it was good. Give me another piece. That's all I knew. You know? I was supposed to be a big man, and I caught myself in life, and I would be big as my son. My son gained weight, both of them, two of them gained weight. Junior a little shorter than them. They just got to follow my instruction. They'll drop it off, you know. Follow my instruction. I let my daddy look better than me. I let my daddy keep the weight off. I ain't keep it off. I ain't gonna do that. See? So now you don't have no, and you know if I talk about my son, what I do about you, right? All right. You don't have no excuse after this day. No excuse. See, you're getting your money. And see, when you got your money, you can buy mixers and juices and you can make good food taste good. You just got to get the mechanism or find out somebody who knows what they're talking about. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And that's not McDonald's. What I call that chicken place?
Chick-fil-A.
I call it chick fox. What? Chick-a-flick. Now, really, 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 this is going to hit you real hard. Really, when that player's name called, we should start crying to the laughing.
Wow.
That's what do it to you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know it was good. Shoot, I had some stuff the last few days. Ooh, that was good. Gee. Leroy did some lamb. Ooh, on planks. Ooh, that tastes good. But you know what I was thinking? You damn fool. Because I was damning myself.
Yes, sir.
That's why I said damn fool.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm a fool and I was damning myself.
Yes, sir.
Destroying myself.
Yes, sir.
Body of Christ, you know I love you, right?
Yes, sir.
Look at me. You see it. I love you. And I'm not condemning you. Diets don't waste a quarter. Because you're going to go around and you're going to lose the weight for 15 days and you're going back because you got to eat right.
Yes,
you know, they talk about, you got this new thing out now. Well, this thing is intermittent. You be off, you eat, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you eat and you be off intermittent, right?
Yes, sir.
And you be off 16 hours. But you at the mother hour. See, yeah, you see your cell said, this ain't working. It's just a little fast. But I'm still getting this mess coming here, this crap. So I can't renew because you keep feeding me the other crap and you think you're doing something, but you got to change your diet. Yeah, I mean, you got to change what you eat. I don't want to call it a diet. Just change what you eat.
Yes, sir.
You done heard the word toxicity?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all would give you a can and say rat poison until you eat two spoonfuls? What you would do? Well, that's what you're doing when you're going to them little places. They got rat poison in there.
Yes.
Destroying your cells, destroying your life. Now, y'all, this is an important meeting, y'all.
Yes,
y'all, boy, you talking about important. Then you start reading the books, and then you can kind of fix your guideline after you get in there. You know, you kind of, but you need to, I can tell whether you're doing or not.
Mm-hmm.
How can you tell? That's why I said I was going to compliment her. Mm-hmm. You know, she had some weight on her. She got that thing down, her daughter too.
Yes, sir.
You know? And I saw that cake, she'd just give a little taste to tell them what it tastes like. She wouldn't eat no more. Good stir fry. That's what they're going to eat at my house today. We're going to have everybody in there. Bell pepper, green pepper, onion.
Celery.
Onion, bean, onion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's what, so he gave me that pattern. I hope, well, you heard it. I give the scriptures, right? Because
yes,
we need something to fight with. You just can't say, Apostle, I'm going to do this. You ain't doing that, baby, because a smell will knock you out.
Yeah.
You know that. That is a smell will knock you out.
Yeah.
But 10 days. Give it 10 days. Go for it 10 days. Then you can make it. I like the statement he made about living a health life. How he said it?
Health
fast.
Health.
Health
fast.
A health fast.
Life
fast. That's the way it went?
Yes, sir.
Health fast.
Y'all sure y'all tell me right?
Health fast and life. Health fast and life.
A health
fast
and life. I got it wrote down there. And that I never heard that term before.
Yes, sir.
You know, I read behind a lot of people who teach on health, but a health fasted life came directly to me from the Holy Ghost. Now, David really tried. I messed David up sometime. David was trying. David wasn't eating no meat or nothing, you know. But you with your dad, you know, and your dad. But you know, go back to it, son. Go back to it. And it's just like this too. I told some of them boys they're being called apostles when I'm not around. Some of them been eating when I'm not around too. You know what they say. But I'm trying to tell them the truth because they're going to lead their people. They're going to get to it. I know we lack food and all that, but we got to do what the right thing is, man. And then don't let your children run you.
Yes, sir.
You run them. You tell them what's going to go on at your house.